This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is asking a federal court to reject the U.S. Department of Justice's statement of interest in the case of former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters. CPR's Bennett Berkland has more.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser says the Justice Department intervention in the Tina Peters case has no legitimate basis and is, quote, a grotesque attempt to weaponize the rule of law. Peters was sentenced to 9 years behind bars for her role in helping an unauthorized man gain access to Mesa County's voting machines. She's asking a federal court to release her on bond while she appeals her state conviction. Weiser said it appears DOJ's true interest in the case is to advocate for someone who has very publicly promoted the same 2020 election conspiracy theories supported by President Trump. DOJ has said it wants to review whether Peters' case was politically motivated. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The former clerk for one of Colorado's smallest towns has pleaded guilty to embezzlement. CPR's Molly Cruz has the story.
Brenda Hamilton, the former clerk of Lakeside, a town with a population of only 16 people, was fired over the summer alongside her father, Robert Gordonaire. Gordonaire is the town's former mayor, police chief, and fire chief. The father-daughter duo were caught reselling town-owned police vehicles for personal profit and misusing town funds for Costco purchases. Hamilton allegedly pocketed thousands of dollars. 9 of the 10 charges she faced were dropped as part of a plea deal. She is scheduled to be sentenced in May. Her father is serving 4 years probation. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
The company called Meaty, which makes meat-like products out of mushrooms, is closing its manufacturing plant in Thornton and laying off the 150 employees that work there. In a letter notifying the state about the job cuts, the company said it's running out of money. The layoffs begin in May. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.